Log Talk Radio.
Take it away.
Talk to me.
Can't wait.
Will you
be there? Will you?
Will you?
Will you?
Will you?
Will you?
seen and fear this morning, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. You are glorified. Lord, you are lifted up this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. Somebody got a testimony this morning, Lord. We want to hear a testimony this morning. If you have a testimony, amen, of somebody you know, hallelujah. You know somebody this morning, amen, that has got over the Kuno this morning. We want to hear from you this morning, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody got a testimony this morning. How God brought you out, amen. Amen. I want to know where God brought you from this morning, amen. We have to give praise and glory to God, so somebody else want to hear your testimony, because your testimony will be somebody else's strength, amen. 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 Is there somebody have a testimony this morning that's here this morning, amen. Praise God, praise God. Amen. Somebody got a song this morning, amen. You want to sing, amen. We want to hear from you this morning, amen. Because we're here, amen, we're here in the house of God this morning, and all you out there, we want to know we are in the house, amen, and we come to give God praise because we believe God is our protector, and he's watching over us, and that he's going to keep us, and one thing I've learned from a long time ago, you can't hide from God, amen, amen. There are just as many people died in their house that died on the street, amen. Amen. So you can't hide from God. Amen. There are those who thought they was protected and found out they wasn't protected. So you can't hide from God. Amen. If God's going to allow something to happen to you, amen, he'll let it happen right in your house. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, you don't have to be in the church. You let it happen right in the house, you know. Amen. And so don't let those things get you into fear. You see, what the enemy likes to get us into fear, then when he gets into fear, then he controls us, amen. You hear what I'm trying to say? So we don't want to be under the control of the hand of the enemy, amen. Amen. We only want to be under the control of God, amen. And that's why God said we should pray. That's why God said we should learn how to hear the voice of God, because if those that are led by the Spirit are the sons of God, amen. And we're children of God. We want to be led by the Spirit, amen. We don't want to be led by man. We don't want to be led by the flesh. We want to be led by God, because God is our salvation, amen. And God knows what's best for us this morning. And that's why we come here, because we're going to say, I'm not going to fear, amen. And I let everybody say, I'm not going to fear, amen. I'm not going to fear. I'm not going to fear what the enemy can do unto me, because what? The Lord is my salvation, amen. And so if we allow the enemy to get us into fear, then the enemy controls you. Amen.
Amen.
And so we're not going to be that way, amen. We're going to step out on faith, amen. Amen. God says, step out on faith, amen. Step out on my word, amen. It might look like you're going to sink, but what? Yeah. God is my keeper, amen. Yes, hallelujah. Amen. Are y'all with me this morning? Amen. God is our keeper, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Man is not our keeper, amen. God is my keeper, amen.
Amen.
God is my salvation, amen. Of whom shall I fear?
Yes.
Or whom shall I be afraid, amen. Amen? When my enemies and my foe came upon me, they stumbled and fell. Why? Because God caused your enemy to fall.
Amen.
And somebody might ask a question, say, where is your faith this morning, amen?
Amen.
You know, we got faith to go to work, amen, and be among all of that round there, all the germs and things that work, but, you know, we don't have faith to come to the house of God, amen. You want to show, you see where things are this morning. We got faith to go to work. We got faith to go to the store and mingle among all the people at the store, and you don't even know those people there, but you'll go mingle with them, amen. But you won't come to the house of God because you're in fear.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where are we today, amen? Are we supposed to be believing in God? Aren't we supposed to be different? Aren't we supposed to display your faith, amen? Aren't you supposed to be the light of the world?
Amen.
Aren't you supposed to be the example of the world? then what is the example that we are showing today, amen, that we hide out in fear, amen? Saints, let us not get into fear, amen.
Amen.
Because if you get into fear, you won't be able to do nothing, amen.
Amen.
You won't be able to go nowhere. You won't be able to do nothing. You know, everything because you, why? You're in fear, amen. But where is your faith? Peter didn't know whether or not he could walk on water until he stepped out, amen. He didn't know that he could do something that no one else did until he stepped out on faith, amen. And when he stepped out on faith, he began to do something that he had never done before. He walked on water. But when he started looking at the wind and the waves and things, then he got into fear. Fear always causes you to sink. Fear always stops you from doing what it is God has for you to do, amen. And so if the enemy can get you into fear, then he stops the work of God.
Amen.
If he ever gets you into fear, he stops the work of God. Amen.
Amen.
He stops the work in your life, but God keep on working, amen. Because can't nothing stop God, amen. There's nobody bigger than God, amen.
Amen.
Praise God, praise God, amen. Praise God. Thank all of y'all who are out there on radio land this morning who's listening in. Amen. We just give praise. We're in the house of God. This is Care Church Incorporated. 2501 Centennial Drive. We say that we are open this morning. We're here, amen, to continue to give praise to God and continue to allow this to be the house of God. And we continue to allow this to be a place of worship. But I know that you are the temple of God, and this is just the house. But nevertheless, he told us not to cease from coming to the house, amen. Hallelujah. Don't forsake to assemble yourselves together because, you know, we need strength from one another, amen?
Amen?
We draw strength from one another. So we're here this morning, and we're going to share the word of God this morning. No one had a testimony this morning. No one had anything to say this morning. But I thank God, amen, that I can say I thank God that I'm still here, amen?
Amen.
I thank God that I'm not sick, amen? I praise God, amen? Amen. I praise God that the enemy hasn't touched me and I'm still going. So I've just come to praise God.
I had a testimony.
Amen. Somebody had a testimony?
Praise God. I had a testimony.
Go ahead on.
Well, give honor to God. Bear witness to the one God. Give honor to Pastor Page, Sister Page, and all the saints on the line and the sound of my voice. It's just a quick little, you know, I was delighted the other day. I was talking to, I think, day before yesterday, or talking to a guy who told me he lost everything. He had a beginning of the year, he had a job, he had a car, he had a place to live. And he said that he came to work one day and he didn't have his job no more because the coronavirus started and that he got put out of his house. He said he don't know why that happened. And as a result, he lost his car. And so I just began to pray with him, tell him about God, the goodness of God. And I just began to pray. And I don't know how long I prayed, but I prayed. And when I got finished with it, I opened my eyes. And this brother was in tears. And I say, now, it ain't because of what I mean, it ain't because of me. Don't get it. I'm not saying that. But he was in tears.
Amen.
And I say, what's wrong, man? I say, just open your mouth and tell God to help. That's how I was led to tell him. Open your mouth and tell God to help you. He'll give you all that back.
Hallelujah.
And so he looks at me, he said, brother, what you want me to believe in, I don't believe in it.
Mm. Hallelujah.
I say, man, open your mouth and tell God. You want that stuff back? This is the enemy right now, keeping you bound, keeping you from not believing in God. He just began to bawl crying. I say, you convicted right now. You convicted right now to open your mouth. And he just He was struggling to do it. We going at it. Then the devil stepped in. Then the Holy Ghost stepped in. We were going at it. The devil and the Holy Ghost was going at it. Because the devil rose up in him, and the Holy Ghost rose up in me. And so what I see, and so we just went back and forth. I'm riding. Just say it. I dare you to say it. I dare you to say it. He said, I thought he almost was going to say it. And then last night, I was standing somewhere, and I felt somebody put their arms around me. And I looked, and it was him. And he says to me, he gave me a testimony of how his grandfather was an atheist and didn't believe. But he said, man, when you was praying for me another day, it reminded me of his grandfather's story that his grandfather started preaching.
Amen.
I said, you about ready to speak? You about ready to tell the devil to get lost? He said, I've been sincerely thinking about it, man. And I've been really ready to do it. I said, well, come on. We go pray. He said, okay. We go do it. I just want to thank God that his mindset changed.
Amen.
Nothing I did. I just did what the works of the Lord told me to do. But it's finna deliver somebody out of the hand of the enemy. Snatch victory out of the jaws of defeat. And so I'm looking that we pray today when it's time to pray. His name is Brother Derek. We want to pray for that brother on today that he come over the that he gets over the hump. And I just get joy for the seeing him. He's still thinking about it. He still walked up and just crept up behind me and gave me a hug and said he needed that. And so I just believe that today or tomorrow, whatever day it is, he's going to get over the hump. And so
Amen.
I just thank God for the boldness that God give us all to speak his word and how sharp, quick, and powerful God's word is. Amen?
Amen, amen. Come on, amen. We want to just pray for Brother Derek right now, amen. You know
amen.
The reason we pray. The reason we pray. There's a reason we pray. Amen. There's a reason that you pray, amen. When the Bible talks about faith, amen. Amen. He that cometh to God must believe
that he is he.
That he is God and that he's a rewarder, hallelujah, of them that diligently seek him. See? You wouldn't go to pray to somebody you didn't believe could do anything for you, amen. But we
amen.
Come to God because we believe that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, amen. And if you are a diligent seeker of God, God is going to reward you for whatever it is that you're seeking for. He's going to reward you for what you're seeking after, amen. When he said, ask and it shall be given, knocking the door will be opened. If we seek that, we will find, amen. You see, that is what we are supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be sitting back, asking God, seeking God, praying, asking God to move in somebody else's life while they move in your life, asking God to move in our nation, amen, to move in kingdoms, amen, to move in our homes, to move in our lives. You see, God won't do it unless you ask him to do it.
Amen.
He's not going to invade your territory, amen. So we have to ask God to come into our territory. Ask God to come into your life, amen. Ask God to change things, amen. Change what I can't change. Move what I can't move. Do what I can't do because what? He's able.
He's able.
To do anything but fail us. Father, we pray for that brother right now. I command that he be loosed in the name of Jesus. Satan, I command you to take your hand off of that brother. Take
amen.
Your hand off of his mind right now. Take your
Hallelujah.
Hand off of his spirit right now. Lord, we set him free in the name of Jesus. We command that he be loose and that his spirit be open to the things of God. And may he declare and decree your word out of his mouth, Lord. For we know confession is made unto salvation. And Lord, may he make a confession today that you are Lord and the
yes,
God
Lord.
Of Israel. There's none
Hallelujah.
Other. And, Lord, I give you the praise, Lord, for loosing my brother in the name of Jesus. And loose God's people in the name of Jesus. Loose those on the north and loose them on the south. And I command the east to give up and the west to come forth. Lord, we call upon you because we know you are able to do abundant and above all we can ask or think. So I thank you today, Lord, that you are able, Lord. Hallelujah. You're the same God that brought them through the Red Sea, Lord. You was able. You was able to deliver them, Lord, out of Egypt, Lord, with an outstretched arm, O Lord. Hallelujah. You didn't do it by weapons, but, Lord, you did it by your spirit, Lord. Thank you for the deliverance of your people, Lord. I give glory, I give honor to you this morning. And all of you out there on Radio Land, all of you on Facebook this morning, you need to realize God is able. You need to realize that God has the ability to deliver you from whatever you're in. He has the ability to deliver you from your fear. He has the ability to deliver you from your sorrow. Hallelujah. He has the ability to deliver you from the hand of the enemy that's been attacking you. Amen. The devil is attacking you through fear. I want to say it today. He's attacking you through fear. You're scared to die, and every time the thought of death comes upon you, you get in a panic. But if you had God with you, knew God was on your side, why should you fear? If God be for me, he's more than what? He's more than the whole
world against me.
So when these desires and things come upon my heart, when these desires of the world come upon me, amen, I've got to resist those things, God said, and then those things will flee from you, amen. But if you don't put up with no resistance, guess what? It's going to take you over.
Yep.
We're not putting up any resistance today. We're letting the devil have his way in our life. And all it takes to get the devil out of your life is to resist him and say a word. Come on, say a word. You got to say a word, amen. You got to tell the devil what to do, amen. Amen. When you're attacked by the enemy, you have to tell the enemy what to do, amen. Because you have to realize that the enemy is under your authority, amen.
Yep.
Because Jesus put the devil under our authority, and he said, whatever you loose will be loose, and whatever you bind will be bound. If you say to the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it'll obey your voice, amen. But if you are afraid, speak out of your mouth the words of God, how will you ever accomplish anything when God says, say it, and you won't open your mouth?
Amen.
All right.
Hallelujah. Come on. We got to have some deliverance, amen. Amen. And God said, the word is nigh thee even in your mouth and in your heart. The word of faith which we preach. What is the word of faith that we preach? We preach that Jesus died and rose again. And our faith is in what Jesus did. Because he got up. We have faith in him because he got up. And because he got up, now we have the assurity, amen, that everything that we ask in his name will be done because he did the most impossible. He went down into hell and death in hell. He went down into the grave himself and then rose on the third day, amen. I mean, he did it with power, amen. He did it with might, amen. And because he showed you he had victory over death, hell, and the grave, it means that we have victory over death, hell, and the grave and everything that's round about.
Right. Amen.
He's given you power. He's given you the ability to decree a thing, and God will establish it. If you don't decree nothing in your life, how are you going to get something out of your life? If you don't decree things in other people's lives, how is anything ever going to be changed? Come on, say, with the mouth, confession is made in salvation according to the book of Romans.
Chapter 10,
amen. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. With the mouth, my confession is made unto my salvation. With my mouth, I get myself delivered by what I say.
Yeah. Right.
Remember, it's what you say. You got to believe. You got to believe what God said. We have faith. Yeah. Every man has been given a measure of faith. Yeah. Everybody got some faith in them, amen. Say, I got some faith, amen. I
got some faith.
Amen. And all he said, I need just a measure, amen. All he said you needed was just a grain of a mustard seed. He said you just need a little bit, amen. Come on, say, I got a little bit.
I got a little
but
bit.
But I got to open my mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have a little bit, but what? I got to open my mouth. I got to say what I want. Because, you see, I can't, you know, if you don't ask for what you want, you don't ever get anything.
Right.
Have you ever went to the store? No, you went to the restaurant. Have you ever went to the restaurant and stood up in front of the counter? And the servant there, they standing there looking at you. And because they want to serve you, they're waiting on something to come out of your mouth. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Praise God. Y'all got to get this revelation in. They're waiting on something to come out of your mouth. Amen. Because what? They're there to give you what you asked for. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Amen. See, the Bible said that we have a company of angels surrounding us. They're our servants. Amen. And they're sitting around waiting to serve you. And they're sitting there waiting on something to come out of your mouth so they can give it to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm trying to tell you, heaven is open to all the saints of God. If they just would declare that word and speak that word, heaven's ears is open waiting on you to decree or declare or to ask for something so they can give it to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Amen. The angels are sitting around waiting to give you something if you just say something.
Amen.
Whenever you got a servant, they're sitting around waiting on you to say something.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. Come on, say, I got to start saying something. I got to start saying something, amen. See, if I believe something, I got to start saying something, amen. See, it's about what you say, amen. And so you got to learn how to talk, amen. When you want something, you ask for it, amen. Praise God. And that's what Jesus said. Ask for it, amen.
Uh-huh.
Seek for it. Knock. If you can't get in, right away, keep on knocking until you get in, amen. You know how you went to your boyfriend's house and he had another girl in there and you started knocking on the door, but he didn't let you in, amen. Amen. But thank God it's not like that, amen. There's nobody in there with God, amen. There's nothing but the Holy Ghost back in there with God, amen. There's nothing but glory on the inside with God. So God don't want to hide nothing from you. So he opened the door and let you see what's on the inside. Hallelujah. I better want to see the glory, amen. Yeah, you should want to see the glory of God. And right now is what we should be praying for and asking for. We should be praying and asking God to see the glory. Come on, God, I want to see your power,
amen.
Lord.
I want to see it.
Hallelujah, Lord. I want to see God too. Miracles, Lord.
I want to see that miracle for me.
Yeah. But you are a God of signs, wonders, and miracles, Lord. And the miracles that you did for Israel, Lord, when your brother
That's right. You want for me.
Lord, it's the miracles that you did when you were the cloud by day and the fire by night, Lord. The miracles that you did, Lord, when you fed them from heaven, Lord. The miracles that you did when you caused the rock. Amen, to give out some water, Lord. If you are God of signs and wonders and miracles back then, and you said that you are the same God today and forevermore, God, you can do it right now. Come on, y'all. I say he can do it right now.
Do it right now. Do it right now, Lord.
Come on, God.
Do it right now.
Lord, I need a miracle in my life.
I need a miracle right now. I need a right now miracle, God.
I need a miracle in my life right now.
I need a miracle right now.
Lord, all of my needs according to your riches and glory, Lord. Lord, I need some finances right now, Lord. Because, you know, God said that he wished that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. And because of that word, oh, Lord, that you won't be the prosper, Lord. So, Lord, I'm asking for prosperity, Lord, to come from you because you said in your word, it pleases you to prosper and obedient servant.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
We got to start opening our mouth this morning. We got to start giving God praise.
Amen.
Because we believe what his word said, amen. We got to stop being in unbelief, and we got to start believing what the word said. And what the word said, the word will do because God said, I sent my word to accomplish all I sent it to do. And
amen.
It shall accomplish. Even though heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one jot, not one tittle of my word going to fail today.
Amen.
Oh, we got to believe it, amen. Come on, say, I got to believe it.
I got to believe it.
I got to believe it, amen.
I believe it.
Amen. If God say it, it don't do no good. Hold it in my mouth and won't let it come out. Amen. That don't help none, amen. I got to realize that God said, you got to do something, amen. I've done what I'm supposed to do.
Amen.
Lord, hung on the cross, he said, it's finished.
I believe it.
Come
amen.
On. He said, everything that is necessary for you to have salvation and freedom and liberty, I did it.
Amen.
Come on. Come on, say, God done did it. God's already done his part, amen. He's done it, amen. He said, now it's up to you.
Amen.
It's now it's up to you to declare victory in your life. Amen?
Amen?
You got to declare it, amen. And then you got to come to a place to say in your life, I'm going to do right before God, even if it kills me.
I'm going to do right, even if it kills me.
Come on, you got to tell yourself that, amen.
Amen.
I'm going to do what I know is right, even if it kills me.
That's right. I'm going to live God.
Huh? That's what Paul said, I believe, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 9. He said, we had a sentence of death in our life that we wouldn't forbear doing the works of God.
That's right.
That we wasn't going to quit. We had a sentence of death, amen. Hallelujah. You see, Jesus had a sentence of death on his life. He was going to go to the cross. And he was going to die even if it killed him. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you.
But there's something about your faith and my faith that is a little different there. Amen. Your faith and my faith believe that even if you kill me, I'm going to get up on the third day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we get to a place we can't be afraid to die because we know if we die, we're going to resurrect.
Amen.
And that's why we don't fear death, because we just say, hey, look here, you might kill me today, but I won't get up tomorrow. Come on, y'all, amen. I tell you, the devil might put you down today, amen, but you got to let him know I'm going to get up tomorrow, amen. Come on, y'all, amen.
Amen.
I said, we don't mind to do it for the night, but what? I'm going to be shouting for joy in the morning, amen. Praise God, amen. I might be down right now, but because I know he's a resurrector, I'm going to get up tomorrow, amen.
Amen.
That's the way we got to look at life. I might lose everything right now, but I'm going to have everything tomorrow. Praise God. Let's give God a hand praise. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Because
hallelujah.
I'm not going to stay here where I am.
No, sure.
Can't keep me down. Why? Because I have the power of God in my life.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost will call you to get up. Come on. Wherever you are in life, the Holy Ghost wants to get you up, amen. Come on, amen. The Holy Ghost wants to get you up right now. The Holy Ghost wants to resurrect you right now, amen. And all you got to do is give yourself over to God and die today. That's why we are baptized. We are baptized to the dead, right? We are baptized unto death. And the reason we are baptized unto death, we're saying we are dying right now because what? I know I'm going to get up again, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And see, don't let the devil tell you, wherever you are now, don't let the devil tell you that's where you're supposed to be. No, amen. Because God said, what? He wants to take us to higher height. Hallelujah. He wants to take us to deeper depth. Hallelujah. He don't want to keep you right here where you are, amen. God wants to promote you, amen. God wants to extend you, amen. God wants to make you more than what you are now, amen. And the reason he gave us better promises than he gave of Abraham and Moses, because he wants to do better things for us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You just got to believe that's what God wants for me, amen. I know what God wants for me, amen. That is why we have to know the will of God. When you know the will of God, you know what God's desire is for you, amen? And
amen.
Even when you look at, what is that, Isaiah 28 and 11, when you look at that, God said, I want you to have an expected end, amen? Your hope to have an expected end. So God is not looking for you to fail. God has expectation in your life, amen? God wants you to come to the same measure, the full stature, he called it. He wants to bring us to the same measure as the Son of God. So what God is saying, I want to bring you to the same place that Jesus was. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hey, he wants to bring you to the same measure. the same stature, amen, the same form that Jesus was in. So God said, I want to bring you to that height with me, amen. See,
yes.
Paul says that in Ephesians verse 1 and 6, that God wants to bring us to the praise of his glory. The praise of his glory. And if you look up that word praise of his glory in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6, if you look up that place, praise means a superior position. Come on, let's say I'm going to a superior position, amen. Hallelujah. I'm not going to stay down on the bottom here because God said I should be the head and what? So I should always be in the superior position, amen. Hallelujah. If God said you're going to be in the superior position, amen, that means that God has exalted you above the angels. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. A superior position, amen. See, God wants us to be in a superior position. And even in a superior position here on earth, God wants you to be in a superior position on the earth. Because he said what? Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven, amen. Come on, say, I'm the earth.
I'm the earth.
I came from the dirt, right? We came from the dust, so he must be talking about, come on, say, he must be talking about me. My will be done in, come on, say, he must be talking about me. Come on, amen. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Because God wants to dwell in earth, amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So that means God wants to dwell where? In me.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that is the mystery. That is the mystery of God that everybody missed. The mystery of God that everybody missed, according to, I believe it's Colossians, is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Christ in you.
The Holy Ghost in you is my hope, amen. Come on, say, I got some hope because I got the Holy Ghost, amen. Come on,
hope.
Amen.
Holy
Hallelujah. Hope. Come on, I say, because the Holy Ghost in me, the devil can't stop it.
The devil can't
do nothing about it. The devil can't change it. Because what? It's already there. It's already in me. And where he messed up at, where the devil messed up at, he lets that happen. He let the Holy Ghost get in us. That's where he messed up at. Come on, say, the devil messed up when he killed Jesus, amen.
He messed up when
See, that was his mess up. He should have just left Jesus here on earth, amen. And Jesus would have still been walking around right now, trying to die, trying to get somebody to kill him. Because he didn't die.
Yep.
Come on, amen. So your enemy sometimes is necessary. Come on, say the enemy is necessary in my life sometimes.
The enemy necessary.
We don't like to talk about that. We don't like to say that. But the enemy is necessary in your life sometimes. You see, Jesus already knew that Judas was the devil. Why? Because God knows all things, don't he? He already knew Judas was the devil. But he let Judas hang around long enough to be able to use the devil. Amen. Come on, say, you got to learn how to use the devil sometime. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why you pray for your enemy sometime, because your enemy might be helping you. Because if Jesus had not died, we wouldn't have the earnest of our inheritance. Because he said, except I go away, in St. John 15, except I go away, the Holy Spirit won't come unto you. Huh? It won't come except I go away. But if I die, then what? I'll come back to you, and I take my abode in you. The Holy Ghost, except Jesus died, the Holy Ghost wouldn't have been able to get in you. It could rest upon you, but it couldn't get in you. But the day he killed Jesus, he let the Holy Ghost loose. Come on, y'all, amen. I said, ever since the Holy Ghost been loose, amen, things been being resurrected ever since, amen. The dead being raised, the sick being healed, everything being changed, because you see, it says the disciples, they turned the world upside down after the Holy Ghost fell.
Amen.
Because they had what they needed, amen. Come on, say, I got what I need now, amen. If you got the Holy Ghost, you got what you need, amen. Come on, if you got the Holy Ghost, you got what you need, amen. Because if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you don't belong to God no way, amen. But if you got the Holy Ghost, you got what you need, amen, to accomplish the goal, amen. I said, he that has begun a good work in you, according to the book of Philippians, the one that has begun the good work on you, he's going to perform until he accomplishes his goal. So therefore, you got victory because the Holy Ghost always accomplishes his goal. Are y'all with me this morning, amen? Come on, y'all. Y'all clap your hands or do something. Let me know that you hear me out there. I'm talking about the victory that we got in Christ Jesus this morning, amen. We got victory, amen. Because of the Holy Ghost, amen. The Holy Ghost gave me the victory. When we say thank God for the victory that we have in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. We have victory in him and through him. Amen. You see, our faith, you know, when everybody talk about faith, you know, your faith is you believe what Jesus did for you was enough. You believe in what Jesus did. And because you believe in what Jesus did, you see, that is the difference between the New Testament and the Old Testament. Amen?
Amen.
There's a difference in the New Testament and Old Testament. The Old Testament, they had to kill a sacrifice. Amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Old Testament, he had to take the blood, that the priest had to take the blood and take it into the most holy place, amen. The Old Testament had showbread,
mm-hmm.
amen, into the holy place. The Old Testament had the candlesticks.
Mm-hmm.
The Old Testament had the incense. And the priest had to go through all of those steps to get to the most holy place, amen.
Amen.
And so they had to have a physical animal, amen. They had to have physical bread, amen. They had to have a physical person to do it, amen. They had to have a physical altar in order to kill the sacrifice, amen. They had to have a physical lamb, amen, to be burnt for a sacrifice. But see, our faith is different now because what? We believe that Jesus was the lamb.
Right, right.
We believe that Jesus was the bread.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that Jesus was the water.
Mm-hmm.
We believe Jesus, amen, amen, is the altar, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that Jesus is our mediator. He's our high priest. We don't need a high priest, no. We got a high priest. All we have to just believe in the high priest. All we have to believe that he was our high priest. All we have to do is believe that all those things they needed in the New Testament, all we have to believe that what Jesus was those things, and by faith through the Spirit, amen, we believe that, and therefore everything has been accomplished because of what we believe and not what we do. That's why we have to have faith in Jesus. Because we believe Jesus was the Lamb. We believe that he was the altar. We believe he was the sacrifice. We believe that he's the high priest. We believe he's the bread of life. We believe that what? He's the candlestick, which is, represents the Holy Ghost, amen, the Holy Spirit. We believe that what? The altar of incense. We believe that what? He is our mediator, or he's our intercessor. That's what the incense are, the prayers are the same. We believe that he's the prayer, amen. He is the prayer, amen. Hallelujah. We believe that what? He's the Ark of the Covenant because we believe he was the presence of God. Amen. The Ark represents the presence of God. The Ark of the, we believe he's the Ark of the Covenant because what? He hid our sins. He covered our sins. According to, I believe that Psalm chapter 32, he covers our sins. And so that's why we have to have faith in Jesus. So our faith lies in Jesus. We believe that Jesus was everything that the Old Testament spoke about. Hallelujah. And that's why he said he accomplished everything. He did everything. He went through for us so we can have victory, amen. And he said, because I've given you victory, you have to declare your victory now, amen.
Amen.
Because if you don't declare your victory, amen, the devil won't know you got it.
All right.
And if you don't cause yourself to understand your victory, then you won't understand that you got it. Come on, say, I got to say something, amen.
Got to say something.
Now, faith tells me to declare my victory, amen.
Amen.
Faith tells me to let the sick say that they're healed.
Amen.
And the reason I have to say that I'm healed, not just because of my own, but I believe that Jesus took some stripes on his back. That's my faith because it's in the Word. The Word is my substance. Come on, say the Word is my substance. Come on. So I'm going to put my substance in the midst of my faith. My substance is, I saw in the Word where that by his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53, black by his stripes we were healed. And so I have to declare what the Word said because I believe that he took the stripes on the back because I have the evidence that he was beaten and marred beyond any man, amen. I have the evidence of the Word that what? He took 39 stripes on his back, amen, and he was beaten to a pulp. I have the evidence that that happened, and because I have the evidence of that happening, then I can declare my faith on the Word of God. That is why the Bible said we must believe the Word, because the Word is my evidence. The Word is my substance. And because I have substance for what I believe, I can declare what I believe because I have the substance to put in my confession. The substance in my confession is the Word of God, and God has given us substance to give us something that we can believe in or believe for. Am I right about it today? Amen. Come on, say I got
amen.
Some substance. Hallelujah. I got some scriptures that say that I am. I have scripture to say what? I am what I am or that I am by what? By the grace of God, amen. And I realize because of what Jesus did for, I realize that is my grace. Jesus was my grace going forth for me. And because of that grace that went forth before me and did things for me, then now I can claim it what? By faith through grace, I'm saved.
Amen.
I have some substance. I have some substance that the blood was shed. There's evidence that when he was on the cross, amen, hanging from the cross, when they speared him in the side, and out came water and blood, amen. So I have some substance now to say that I'm cleansed by the water that came out. I have some substance to say I'm cleansed by the blood come out of it. So my faith rely on the blood and the water that came out of his side. Therefore, I have substance to say my sin has been forgiven. That's what substance is, amen. Come on, say I got some substance. Somebody say I got some substance. I got some substance. Oh. Hallelujah. I got some substance. See, whatever it is that I'm believing, I got some substance, amen. It means I got a word for what I say I'm believing in, amen. Come on, y'all, amen. And I know some
amen.
Of you have been praying and you've been asking for some things. And whatever it is you've been asking for, there's some substance in there, amen.
Amen.
But David, we can go to the psalm, and David said, I called upon the name of the Lord, and he heard me out of his holy hill and delivered me from all of my troubles, and he delivered me from all of his fear. And because God is the same yesterday, and God is the same today, and God is the same forevermore, and God has no respect of person, and whatever it is that God did for David, he'll do the same thing for me. I've got some substance on what I believe.
Amen. Amen.
Come on, y'all. Amen. See, I got some substance. I got some substance.
I got some substance.
Amen. See, my faith is the substance of faith. Faith is the substance. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And so whatever it is that God said you're hoping for, go get you some substance. Hallelujah. Go get you some word for it. Amen. Go get some word for it. Amen.
Amen.
If you're in some bondage, go get you some words for God is a deliverer, amen.
Uh-huh.
He delivered us from the hand of the enemy. He delivered us out of bondage. That Jesus came. I got some substance that there was a blind man that came to Jesus. And he was blind from his mother's birth. And Jesus opened up his eyes. Come on, say, if I'm blind, I got some substance. I got some substance. I got some substance. Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
See, I got some substance of Jesus open my eyes because I saw where he opened up the blind man's eyes. Amen. I got some substance. I got some substance that he raises the dead because a woman had a little son, a little child, amen, on the way to take him to the graveyard and taking his funeral possession was gone. And Jesus came in amongst them and raised that child from the dead and gave it back to his mother. I got some substance.
Amen.
For what I believe in. Hallelujah. The man demon possessed had a legion of demons, 6,000 in him. And Jesus cast the demons out. Amen. Come on, if you're demon possessed the morning, say, I got some substance to be delivered. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Say, I got some substance to be delivered this morning. Hallelujah. If Jesus can remove 6,000 demons out of one man, he ought to be able to. He should be able to deliver that one or two out of you. Come on, say, I got some substance this morning. Amen.
Amen.
I hope you don't have a legion of demons in you. Amen. Hallelujah. But I got some substance, amen, that I can be delivered. Amen. Come on, say, I can be delivered. Amen. And not only I can be delivered, I am delivered. Amen. Because what? I got some substance in my life now. I got to keep my substance before me. I got to keep the word before me because every time the enemy attacks me, I got to pull out some substance. You have no rights, Satan. You have no legal rights to do this to me because what? I don't belong to you no more. I belong to the Lord now, amen. The Lord is my God, amen. And because the Lord is my God and I don't belong to you, you don't have no right to tell me nothing. Come on, say, the devil don't have no right to tell me nothing.
Devil don't have
no right. I don't belong to him anymore, amen. Come on, say, I've been delivered from him, amen. I've been delivered out of darkness, amen. I've been transformed into the kingdom of light, amen. I don't belong to the darkness anymore, amen. I belong to the light, amen. I don't belong to the devil no more, amen. I belong to God, amen. I don't belong to myself anymore. You even got to divorce yourself.
All right.
Because you don't belong to yourself no more.
No more.
Anymore.
Amen.
You don't belong to yourself no more. Amen. I like that better. Amen. See, I got to tell you, you don't belong to yourself. Self, you don't have no right to be upon the throne because what? You don't belong anymore. You don't belong to yourself anymore. I belong to the Lord. See, if you realize who you belong to and that you're supposed to be obedient to the one that you belong to, hallelujah. Come on, y'all, amen. And you'll be obedient to the one you belong to when you call Jesus your Lord, amen. When you call Jesus your Savior, when you call Jesus your God and that you belong to God, then everything you do, you're supposed to do according to what your master requires for you to do and not what you want to do.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And see, for too long, we've been the master of our own self because we have certain things God tell us to do that we won't do.
Uh-huh.
But God got to come down here and tell me himself in the word. When the word came, he came down himself.
Uh-huh.
He was here, but you just didn't see him. I like to say he was just in another form. God was just in the—he was just in the form of the Word, wasn't he? And the reason you missed him because what? You didn't recognize him in the Word.
Right.
The Word that you heard and the Word that was spoken and the Word that you read—that was God. But you didn't recognize him as God. You thought you had to hear something come out the sky somewhere, and you missed him.
Yeah. All right.
Somebody was dead. And because, see, you miss God because God is a voice. He speaks. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. He speaks. And when someone declares and you hear, then that was God. You just didn't recognize it.
Amen.
Because God said, I was a voice. They heard a voice in the wilderness. Saul said, when he was on the road to the Damascus, he heard a voice. It's thunder. Somebody said, it's just thunder. But Paul said, no, he spoke. He said something. But you see, there was some that Paul heard a voice, and everybody else, all they heard was thunder.
All right.
But my sheep will hear my voice, and a voice of another they won't hear. But those that don't want to hear what I say, they might thought it was thunder and it was a word. But because he spoke that way, he was just in another form, and they didn't recognize that that was God.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Are you with me today? Amen?
Amen.
God is speaking every day. We just don't recognize him speaking.
Amen.
Whoever told you what was right, that was God. You just didn't recognize it was God. When somebody told you not to do what you did, you didn't recognize that was God. Because God is an instructor, right? Amen. Doesn't that God give instruction?
Amen.
When somebody is instructing you, that's God, but you just don't recognize it as God.
Amen.
Are you with me here today? Amen. Come
amen.
On, I said we got to be delivered. Amen. We're delivered. We got to divorce ourselves. Stop doing what it is that you want to do all the time and do what God said do. You will never see the victory unless you have some obedience in it. How are you going to see victory and no obedience?
All right.
Are you with me today? Amen. Come on, I say, there got to be some changes made. Amen. There need to be some changes made in our lives. We got to give our heart to God. We got to give our mind to God and stop just running off and doing what it is you want to do. Do something God said do. God said when you get tempted, resist the devil. He said when you need to be built up, pray. Every time you come under attack, why don't you, instead of going doing something, why don't you just start praying? The Bible said build up your most holy faith praying in the Holy Ghost. If you can't pray in the Holy Ghost, you can pray in with understanding something that you know. God, help me. Give me strength to overcome this. Help me to resist this enemy, Lord. Even in the Lord's Prayer, he said, well, keep me from the evil. When you pray, keep me from the evil, Lord. I'm under attack, Lord. Keep me from the evil of this enemy, Lord. I'm being oppressed, Lord. Keep me from the evil. We got a mouth. And we won't even use it. Isn't that a sad thing? That we have a mouth and won't even use it. If your mouth can stop something from happening and something is taking place in your life and you say that, what does that say about us? Does that say anything about us? We got a mouth. For things that come against us. And we refuse to say something against it. What does that say about us? Is it God's fault that stuff things happen to us? We say there's power in the name of Jesus, but we want to open our mouth and say, Jesus! Help me in this, Lord. Me in this, Lord. Hallelujah. Let me read a scripture, Romans chapter 10. I won't leave without reading the scripture. Is that all right with y'all today?
Amen.
Are you all right today? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Romans chapter 10, I'm going to start in verse 2. I'm going to read down because I know everybody read it all the time. Amen. But we're going to keep reading it, amen, until we get it. Amen. For Christ is sick. Verse 4, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness for everyone that believes. He's the end of the law.
All those things that were
required of the priest to do in the tabernacle under the law, he has already fulfilled. The blood has already been put on the altar for us. So now he's the end of that law, amen. Not the moral law, but he's the end of that law. Of the things that the priest had to do, amen. Hallelujah. Did anybody understand what I was saying when I said that? He's the end of the law. He's the end of the law of the things that the priest had to do so that you could have righteousness. Jesus is the end of that law. That thing don't have to be done no more. It's been done once and for all. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that a man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of what? Of faith. Amen. What does he say? Of faith. The righteousness which is of faith. We believe that Jesus did all those things and accomplished all those things. We wasn't there. We didn't see it. So we take it by faith on what we heard and what we read. And so by faith, we believe that. And that's why we are coming to this righteousness that we have, by faith. Not by the works of the law, not by what the priest did, not by the killing of the lamb, that lamb, the lamb of that day, not by baking some natural bread and putting it on a table, not by putting oil in the candlestick, not by those things that they did of the time of the old. It means that we have them now by faith in Christ, because we believe that what he did and accomplished all those things for us, and because those have been accomplished for us, they don't need to be done anymore. I take them by faith, and I believe it. That's simple, ain't it? But the righteous of the faith speaks on this wise. Say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. But what saying it? What? The word is not thee where? In thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou would confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, with what you believe, with my mind, with my heart, with what you believe about the situation. For with the heart, man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture, the Old Testament says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greeks, for the same Lord over all, unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. If there's somebody out there need to be saved this morning, that you believe that Jesus fulfilled the law of the commandment for you to be righteous. Do you believe that Jesus fulfilled the law or the commandment for you to be saved? Then we want to hear from you this morning if you're out there. You got something you need to be delivered from. We want to pray for you this morning. We don't want to leave without you acknowledging the faith that we have in Jesus, that Jesus did all things. He didn't leave nothing undone. Why would God send his son down here to leave something undone? Do you think he would have wasted his son's life if he didn't plan to complete all things that needs to be done for us? Have you acknowledged him being beaten on the cross? Have you acknowledged the nails in his hand and the nails in his feet? Have you acknowledged that there was pain that being suffered for you?
Yep.
Have you acknowledged that he was marred beyond recognition? Have you ever seen a man that's been beaten beyond recognition that you don't even know who he is when they get through with him? Tragedy, pain, suffering. And he took it just so that he could get you delivered and be saved. No, every time we sin, we ought to think about the pain that he suffered for us. Every time that we decide not to do something that God requires us to do, every time we make a decision not to do those things, we ought to think about the suffering that he did on the cross for us. Mm-hmm. Every time we are ready to backslide and go backwards, we ought to think about what he went through. How much love was that he had for me? That I could turn my back on him and go a different direction. My mama didn't love me that hard, nor did my daddy love me that hard. I don't think my daddy would have took a lick for me. He might have gave me some. but I don't believe he would have took none for me. I don't believe my daddy would have died for me either. He might have tried to protect me and might have died that way, but he wouldn't have just laid down his life for me like that. I don't believe nobody would have done that for you. Do you believe anybody would have done that for you?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
No, Lord.
Nobody but God would have do that for you. And yet you want to sit back and refuse to serve him. He's giving you a way not to go to hell, and yet you won't accept it because you want to be you. You want to be you. And you ain't never accomplished anything.
Nope.
But you still want to be you. You don't want to change. You don't want to give in. You don't want to repent. You want to stay like you are. Shame on you. You deny him and everything. And then you want to go to heaven, but you don't want to change. I was going to talk about conforming this morning, but God took me another way. Does somebody want to be saved? If you're on Facebook Live this morning, put your name up there so we can pray for you. If not, amen. Let us pray, amen. Nobody want to be saved. You see, you don't have to come to church to be saved. You can give your heart to the Lord right there in the house where you're at.
Amen.
If you're on the street corner, you can give your life to God right there, amen. You don't have to come to the building to get saved. You can make that same confession I read that while ago. We got to stop telling you just got to come here to get saved. No, you can get saved anywhere. God is a spirit, and they that worship God must worship him in spirit. God, you don't have to worship God in a place like they do and they did in the Old Testament. That's why he told the woman at the well, you don't have to look toward Jerusalem anymore. You can now worship God in spirit and in truth. You don't have to look to a place now. You look to a person now, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be saved right where you are, if there's anybody. Father God, we pray for the lost this morning, Lord. We pray for those, Lord, who are weak, that they'll be made strong. Pray for the sick, that they get healed, O Lord. We pray for those that are in need this morning, Lord, that it'll be provided, O Lord. We pray for those that are thirsty, Lord, you give them a drink this morning, Lord. We pray for those that have need of bread, O Lord. You give them a loaf, fresh loaf this morning, Lord.
Yes.
We pray for those that are lost, that they be found, O Lord.
Yes.
We pray for those that are in bondage, that they be loose, that they be set free.
Yes.
We pray for the harvest right now, Lord. We know that the harvest truly is plenteous, but the labors are few. So I pray that labors might go gather your harvest.
Yes.
And Father, we thank you for all the things you've done, and for the death of your Son Jesus Christ, that died on the tree for us. We give thanks and praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. Let everybody say,
"Amen,
amen." Amen. Well, praise God, praise God. We're in the building today. Any announcements? Yeah, I see it. Amen. In the announcement, we want to say we'll be online Wednesday night. Amen. 774-220-4000. Access code 786-7473. Pound. We have our Bible study Wednesday night. And we'll be here in the building next Sunday, but you can be online. You can be on Facebook. And if God gives you the faith that you want to come and be out with us, then let your faith go to work, amen. If not, amen, you stay until you receive the faith enough to do what it is you need to do. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Any other announcements? Amen. Amen. Take it away, that pre-votes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Praise God. Amen. If anybody's at the time of giving, if anybody's ready to give, all you have to do is go to our PayPal or our what is it?
Cash App.
Cash App. Thank you, Pastor. Go to our PayPal or our Cash App account and type in our email address, which is scaredchurchinc@gmail.com. And you can give online there. Praise God.
Amen. Cash App.
Cash App and PayPal.
And PayPal. Amen. $ Camp Church Incorporated. Amen. And you can give whatever you're going to give there. And amen. We appreciate you giving. I know we don't come, but just because we don't come, the beers don't quit. And that is why God said we have to lay aside in store for times to come. Because
amen.
If you spend it all now, you won't have nothing later. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Amen. To you on Facebook, amen. God bless you. And you online, we're gonna do our offering thing here in the church. God bless all y'all. If you enjoyed it, put a thank you or a share or something. God bless you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Want to take up an offering? Amen. Everybody gave the offering? Amen. Amen. Well, we're gonna make our confession of faith. We always make a confession because we believe something. Amen. Amen. We're giving God tithes and offering today because we're believing God for something. Amen. We're believing
amen.
God for a job and better
job.
We're believing God for some raises and bonuses.
Raises and bonuses.
Believing God for more benefits, sales, and commission.
Settlements, estates, and inheritance.
We need more interest and income. We need a rebate and return.
Check in the mail.
I want to fire up some money. Get the bills paid off. Get my debt demolished. So my lawyers can proceed. I want my money paid back. The loan paid off. I shall be a lender.
I shall be a lender.
And not a borrower.
And not a borrower.
I shall prosper.
I shall
be in health.
And be in health.
I shall heal. And be blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
Until we meet again, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You got a testimony, somebody? Who is that?
Amen. Amen. This is Apostle Thomas, and I would like a praise report. We started out with a world revival for 3 nights, and now we are headed for 3 months. And I just want to thank God for each and every one that has participated. And we will be on tonight, Pacific time, 5:30, Texas time, 7:30. Amen. All is invited.
Amen. Apostle Thomas, she'll be online, 774-220-4000. I think the code is, 0119-1978, pound. And you can join her on the World Revival tonight. And all that want to listen in, you can share in with her. And may God bless the revival that somebody wants to try to gather some souls and bring in a harvest, because these are the last days. Amen. Praise God. Anyone else?
Amen.
If not, God bless the chief. Y'all see you Wednesday night. Be blessed.
Amen.
When you're driving in a storm, it's very tempting to want to pull under the overpass and wait for the storm to pass, because you don't want to get stuck in the middle of a storm. And so even right now in life, it is so easy to just want to pull over in the middle of the storm that we're in, and you want to pull over and stop dreaming and stop believing.
Call
and stop
recording
thinking,
is off.
But I want you to know that God did not build you to pull over, that you are storm-proof because he's in the storm with you. So keep driving to that destination, and I'll see you there. Let's go. I brought some friends with me, and we're going to do this song for you. I got friends all over the place. It's going to be beautiful. All the heavens are working. All my brothers are still the same song.
Today's a new day, yeah, but there is no sunshine. And nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, yeah. But where are my blue skies?
Yeah.
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's all right.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain pour itself from heaven like a shower. So I smile, even though I've been here for a while, I smile.
Ooh.
So I fill it up when you've been down.
I'll show hate to see you give up now. You look so much better when you smile. So smile.
Don't forget who you are. Don't forget who you are. Let's go.
Today. It's dark in my heart and it feels like a cold night. Today.
The last party in the conference.